urogenital diseases, ureter and duplex renal pelvis, ureterolithiasis, megaureter and partial hydronephrosis, ureter orifice prolapse, urinary bladder ectasia, hypertonia, bilateral inguinal herniation, testicular herniation and dathylism are listed in the history of the 43-year-old male patient. The patient was admitted to the hospital due to left-sided hemiplegia related to brain ischemia localized on the area supplied by the right middle cerebral artery. Acetylase treatment was initiated at the Department of Neurology of the hospital. Chest ultrasound showed type 1 aortic dissection. The aorta was dissected in its entire length, reaching to the anonym branch, the left common carotid artery and the subclavian artery as well. The celiac trunk and superior mesenteric artery originated from the original lumen, while the inferior mesenteric artery originated from the pseudolumen of the aorta. Right renal artery took off from the original lumen, while the left one originated from the pseudolumen as well. Imaging analysis verified the dilation of the right renal pelvis. Serum creatinine and GFR values were moderately increased. Bentall operation was carried out on the ascending aorta in the Department of Cardiology, and the dissected portion was replaced by graft, and the suture lines were supported by Teflon. In a few days, reoperation was required, necessitated by bleeding, and then the patient was treated with mediastinitis. On thoracic revision, enterococcus and coagulase negative staphylococcus aureus were cultured from the wound excretion. Despite thrombosis prophylaxis, the patient developed deep venous thrombosis in the left femoral and popliteal vein. After discharge, the patient received was admitted to rehabilitation. He was able to walk with a stick, however, the left hand remained paralyzed. His speech was normal. 3 months prior to his current admission, he was treated in a hospital. Elevated inflammatory parameters and anemia were found. Hemoculture verified Enterococcus faecalis infection, however, transesophageal ultrasound didn't show vegetation. The patient was subfebrile. 4 days later, developed high fever again and received 2 units of red blood cell mass necessitated by anemia. Subfebrility continued and follow-up hemoculture revealed Enterococcus faecalis infection again. Thoracic CAT scan showed a 110 by 60 by 70 mm contrast material filling lesion with aortic arch filling at the site of previous dissection next to the Bentall tube. Antibiogram prompted Shinom and vancomycin treatment. Transesophageal ultrasound suggested pseudoaneurysm with systolic filling from beneath the aortic valve and the left ventricle with diastolic regurgitation into the left ventricle. The pseudoaneurysm caused systolic graft compression. Left auricle was free of thrombus and left ventricular functions were normal. Altogether, imaging analysis suggested an abscess communicating with the left ventricle. The patient's hemodynamic parameters were well compensated. However, inflammatory parameters were elevated. The heart surgeons didn't consider reoperation, as operative mortality was significantly increased. Having the antibiotic treatment completed, follow-up ultrasound and the patient's worsening condition prompted for second opinion. No sign of endocarditis was detected having the antibiotic treatment completed, however, significant hepatomegaly and splenomegaly developed. Infectologist recommended ampicillin and gentamicin to be added to the antibiotic combination. As circulatory insufficiency increased, the patient was transferred to the intensive care unit. Cardiac reevaluation found the patient still unsuitable for surgery, thus the patient eventually died because of cardiac insufficiency. Autopsy revealed aortic dissection, which manifested from the distal part of the graft to the proximal portion of the common iliac arteries. Hematoma was found next to the graft as a complication of previous surgery, which was localized by pericardial adhesions. Pathology found signs of grave cardiac insufficiency as direct cause of death, which was morphologically supported by the presence of left ventricular dilation of the heart and consequently developing lung edema. Right renal atrophy and dilation of renal pelvis were described as accompanying diseases. The right kidney communicated with the urinary bladder through a duplex ureter. One of the ureter branches was normal in diameter, while the other ureter was found significantly dilated, being 1 to 1.5 centimeters in diameter. The dilated ureter formed an outpouching orifice, which protruded into the urinary bladder.